Governor, thanks for being with me. Us.
Good morning, Jack. It's great to be with you again.
Well, I appreciate it. In New Hampshire, and I guess, you know, it's interesting. We're in that window now where you have been trending nationally and locally, kind of in that second place position here, certainly in New Hampshire, behind one Donald Trump, who seems to have this very formidable, sizable lead, but you're the one trending. And it seems that Governor Christie's saying, telling us he's going to stay in this no matter what, you know, to the convention. But on this race now, it's getting thinner. Well, I don't know what the next debate looks like. But it seems that the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is focusing more on Iowa. And I don't know how that transfers in New Hampshire. We've seen candidates do that in the past. But what are your thoughts on Iowa versus New Hampshire? I'm not saying that Iowa caucuses are not important, but it seems that New Hampshire's primary kind of sets the stage a little more on where things go from here.
We find both important. I mean, I'm working just as hard to get Iowans' support as I am trying to get Granite Staters, you know, and we're working hard to make sure we can bring in South Carolina. And that's why we're in second place in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire, and second place in South Carolina. We just got one more fella to catch up to. And, you know, I'll tell you, we had a massive crowd out in Derry last night. We're looking forward to some great crowds, you know, in Meredith and Wolfboro today, but we're going to fight for every single person in New Hampshire. We think it's important. I think New Hampshire primary has always been an incredibly important point in the election cycle, and so we're going to fight till the very end.
I was just talking about Israel Hamas, the situation, and the hostage release. Probably, arguably, of all the people, and I would even say, well, in all the respect, some people in the administration, your background as Ambassador to the United Nations, Governor Haley, is pretty appropriate to talk about this. How do you think this is going at this point? And maybe if we look beyond and let's hope that all the hostages, including the Americans, are released. But where does the situation between Israel and Hamas go after this period, Governor, if you had to say? What are your concerns? What are your thoughts? What are your observations?
Well, our focus right now should definitely be on the fact that we should give Israel whatever she needs whenever she needs it. We need to make sure that we eliminate Hamas, don't just weaken them, but eliminate them. And we need to do whatever it takes to get the hostages home. Where this goes is I think Israel's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that they don't have terrorist threats on their border. And, you know, they need to finish what they've started. And the problem I have with what Biden is doing is he's saying that he supports Ukraine, but it's very much like what I saw at the United Nations. Everybody supports Ukraine when she's hit, but they stop supporting her when she hits back. Right. If that had happened to us, we would have hit back. And so, you know, the fact that Biden's putting conditions on Israel, he should be putting conditions on Hamas. And so I think Israel's going to do whatever they need to make sure that they are secure. I don't think that they want to have anything to do with Gaza, but they're not going to allow terrorists to go back and build up, you know, build up another homegrown group there right. in Gaza either. And so, you know, this is going to be a little bit, but I think Israel's determined. I hope America's determined to stick with them. It's important. America's got to get this right. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But I have faith in Israel to finish this.
Governor Nikki Haley, I want to just switch gears. Some would say endorsements are a news story, a social media release during a campaign, whether you're running for governor or U.S. Senator or president. And some would say endorsements can matter in terms of perception and momentum. You've picked up a couple interesting recently, former U.S. Senator Judd Gregg, I believe, and Americans for Prosperity, if I have that. Are these key endorsements here in your mind or not?
I think so. I mean, I think these are, you know, Judd Gregg's very well respected. We were honored to have it. And I think that, you know, it also gives people a reason to believe in something when they trust Judd Gregg. They, you know, trust that he's making a decision that they think is good for them and our country. And then Americans for Prosperity was a fantastic endorsement for us. It is the largest conservative grassroots network in the country. And, you know, they basically came to us for two reasons. One, they like my policies. They like the fact that I support freedom, that I'm fighting socialism, and that I believe in limited government. And, you know, their grassroots efforts behind us in all of these early states is going to be huge. And secondly, I think that they know that the country needs to go in a new direction, and that's what they're trying to help have happened as well. So we were honored to get both of those endorsements. We always appreciate them when they come our way. But at the end of the day, it's the Granite Staters that we want, every single one of them.
What about Governor Chris Sununu? What would an endorsement from him mean to Nikki Haley in New Hampshire's primary before January 23rd?
It would be big. I mean, it would be big. There's no mistaking that Chris is a popular governor, not just in the state. He's popular around the country. And look, he knows, I don't know that anyone knows live free or die more than Chris Sununu. And I think that, you know, the idea that if we could get his endorsement, it would mean a lot. But, you know, we'll wait and see. He's taking his time on this one, and we're going to hold out. But, you know, he knows my record. He knows what I did as governor. He knows what I did at the United Nations. He knows how hard I've worked here on the ground in New Hampshire. And I hope that all means something at the end of the day.
All right. Before I let you go, you headed to Meredith and Wolfboro this afternoon. Nikki Haley, Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of NIH, Jack Heath. Governor, I want to ask you this one. It's interesting. While you were on, just answering the question, New Hampshire Democratic Party, New Hampshire Democratic Party just put out this press release. Nikki Haley would repeal the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and they're citing your endorsement from the Koch Network, but they're going ahead and saying you would repeal the Affordable Care Act. Would you?
You know, it's funny that they come out and they say things and they just hope it sticks. What I've said is we can't be the best country in the world and have the most expensive health care in the world. What we're going to do is we're going to go and open up all of health care, from the insurance companies to the hospitals to the doctor's offices to the pharmaceutical companies to the PBMs, and make sure that we look at all of their warts. If we just dealt with insurance alone, we could cut health care costs in half. We're going to push tort reform, because doctors don't give you those 10 tests because they want to. It's because of the 90% chance they'll get sued. And we're going to get rid of certificate of need, which is what takes away competition in the healthcare industry, so that hospitals and nursing homes and all those have to compete for service and cost. And so that's what we're going to focus on. It's not about one small policy of, you know, Affordable Care Act. It's about fixing the entire healthcare system so that Americans can afford it.
All right, Governor Haley, enjoy Meredith and I believe Wolfboro, two beautiful spots in the Granite State. Thank you, Governor Haley.
Jack, thanks for always having me on. I appreciate it.